Joined now by Wesley Woodyard after day two of training camp. Just wrapped up practice, I think, through 2 days. You can already tell how you guys feel after taking a long break. Describe kind of the vibe, I guess, to start, Wes, with the first 2 days now behind you.
It's going to be a fast-paced camp, I can say that. Yeah. And that's for the good reasons. Peyton, he's coming out there full throttle, like he hasn't left at all. So, you know, it's good to get that competition on the offense and defense going. So it's going to be an exciting camp for us.
It seems like it's been a little bit quicker than we saw in the offseason. I mean, it's drill to drill. It is play to play. I think there was a water break somewhere in there today.
Absolutely. That's the difference. OTA is kind of breaking yourself back in. But training camp is, you know, it's competing for jobs, and everybody turns it up, you know, two other notches. You know, when the season comes, preseason games, it goes up more notches. So, you know, it's exciting to see everybody's welcome in that test that we have at hand.
Whenever folks come to camp, you're going to see plenty of highlights by Peyton Manning. But today, Wesley Woodyard picked him off. Talk about the pick and kind of walk us through the play.
I think it was Tony Carter batted the ball up in the air, and I saw Peyton. I wanted to juke you. I really did. But he's actually a good overfield tackle, better than I thought he would be.
I was going to say, he stopped you. He wrapped you up, and he didn't bring you to the ground. That's what guys aren't supposed to do, but he did it right.
Right, he did. He did. He got his hands across the ball and actually slung me.
Whether or not you're joking around at the end of a play like that, but what does that do when you guys, hey, we picked off Peyton. We're going to keep doing this. I don't care if it's a bad ball. It still happened.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys are working, too, the same way he's working with his guys.
Absolutely. It's hard to pick off a guy like him. And anytime, whether it's a batted pass or you read what he's doing or read a receiver's route and jump the ball, you know, it's always exciting to get a pick for him because those opportunities don't come often. So, you know, it's rare that we get a chance to get a pick off of him. And when we do, you know, we take it as, you know, hey, got to continue to get better.
Let you go with this. Tomorrow you guys put pads on, something you've been waiting to do for such a long time. What's the competition going to be like? I have a feeling it's going to be fairly intense, and I know you guys are ready. The defense is ready.
Hell yeah. I expect to see a few snotty nose, bloody nose. It's going to be fun, man. I know the D-line is amped up, the linebacker is amped up, so it's going to be exciting to get those pads back on.
Get picked tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.